Thanks, Bill. And this is completely random, Kelly. This is coincidental with the background slide here, but that means either great minds or feeble minds think alike. I'm going to talk a little bit about how the soil corridor concept may impact soils. We've been talking mostly about above ground activities, yields, and interception of solar radiation. As a review, the premise of the solar corridor crop system, of course, is to increase potential crop yields by access to greater amount of photosynthetically active radiation. So a follow-up to that, or a corollary to that, would be, what is the potential impact of this system on crop root systems? And then the fact that if root systems are increased due to the greater amount of photosynthate being translocated to the roots, we might expect a greater root exudation of the carbon substrates, increased soil organic carbon components, and this would in turn enhance microbial growth, diversity, and activity, which are indicators of soil quality from the standpoint of the biological indicators of soil quality. So there should be some potential impacts on soil quality. Now, being a microbiologist, I'm more interested in the biological and biochemical soil quality indicators. And would these be an appropriate preliminary assessment of soil quality in the soil corridor cropping system? So if you look at this, that you've seen already, how the system is set up, we should expect an increased root growth and root biomass within the twin corn rows, if you're using a twin corn row system with the with this system. And then the fact that if you do include a corridor crop or floor crop, there should be a continuous root presence in the soil throughout the season and even over the fall and winter season if you're using a cover crop. And that should continuously increase the carbon content that's being transferred to soils. Now, when you go back into the literature, you can find some evidence that increased radiance or increased photosynthetic active radiation should increase the amount of carbon that is being translocated to the roots and then released into the soil. And so this is an example study that shows different rates of carbohydrates being released from roots into the soil based on a higher photosynthetic, they call it photon irradiance here in this paper. The carbohydrates being released by that higher radiation by the open symbols compared to the lower radiation shown by the solid figures. And throughout the different times or different distances from the root, we generally see an increase in the release of these carbohydrates into the soil with increased radiation. So the light captured then through the solar corridor system should contribute additional root growth, especially in a twin row planted corn, which would result in increased soil organic carbon quantity and possibly quality as well, or maybe some different types of carbon being released that should then impact microbial activity. So we did so there's not a lot of information on this based on integration of these sustainable management practices within the ecosystem. And other than some studies done with organic farming, there's not a whole lot of information on soil quality assessments in these types of alternative management systems. So we did a very preliminary study this past season where we did a preliminary assessment of soil quality in the soil corridor crop system using some biological quality soil quality indicators, and then we want to assess whether these were indicators would be an appropriate guide to determine the potential of this system as the further studies are pursued. Now, when I was first thinking about this soil corridor system, I thought this is very similar to an agroforestry system where you'd have rows of trees and then you'd have an alley system or floor crop in between, such as we see here with this pecan system in north central Missouri that has an alleyway of perennial clover, a cura clover in this case. And this is one that I've been studying several years now. And indeed, it does show that if we're looking at a particular enzyme activity here to represent the biological activity in the soil, that compared to the tree row and then the alley crop, and that is shown over three different landscape positions, which is not relevant for this presentation. But what is the activity of the soil enzyme that increases over time. Considerably improves the from a biological standpoint the activity in the soil. The tree row does okay, but certainly when you compare this to intensively row crops soil that is adjacent to this site that is tilled every year, the activity is increased tremendously. So this kind of shows potential for this type of cropping where you have continuous presence of roots in the soil. So in this study, this is the same study that Kelly Nelson discussed about two talks ago. We looked at two different hybrids. Now there is a correction that needs to be indicated here, that the original plot plan called for two different varieties, one of which was a mycogen that apparently did not get planted, but there was another DeKalb variety. So when you see mycogen, you'll have to think of DeKalb variety B, I guess. And we had the same row widths and the corridor twin row planting here with a standard 30-inch, 30,000 plants per acre reference treatment. And we did three samplings. We did an early sample right after the corn emerged, did a mid-season and a late-season soil sampling of about 4 to 6 inch depth of the soil. I just looked at one depth. And then we also measured soil organic carbon, nitrogen. And then we used one soil enzyme, a soil glucosidase, which represents carbon cycling in the soil. And it's also being, a lot of studies are showing that it is relevant to in the development of the soil quality index. So that's why we included that. Now, looking at soil organic carbon in row and in between row, and this is how these graphs are set up. This first cluster of bars is the 30-inch system, and that first sample we did not have between row. We just took a bulk sample, so that's why these bars are kind of isolated here. And then we had in row, between row, or I'm sorry, this would be between row, in row, between row, in row, and that's how that is shown across for each different planting system. This is the 60-inch 15,000 plants, 16-inch twin row 15,000 plants, 60-inch twin row 30,000 plants. And, we saw a somewhat of an increase in soil organic carbon in row for most of these treatments during the season. And again, it's just total organic carbon. We didn't look at soluble carbon or particulate organic matter, and I think that's going to be important to do that later on because when we look at it in a very broad analysis, we kind of miss the quality of the organic carbon that's being released into the soil. But this is what you see. We didn't see much difference between the hybrids, so we did see a little bit of increase in carbon in the row, which is kind of surprising because sometimes you don't see that build up, but I feel that that's probably the labile carbon that's being built up as that carbon is being released through the roots. When we look at some of the microbial activity here, the enzyme tend to increase within the row, but the trend was not consistent with plant density for this particular. And again, I'm calling this mycogen, but it was one of the DeKalb varieties. As you can see here, the activity kind of moved around a bit, but again, it was increased in row, more or less, but there wasn't a whole lot of difference between the 30-inch and the solar corridor arrangement. And here I included a sample from a wheat site that was also sampled. This would be relative to wheat that was recently harvested, so there's a high amount of root mass in the soil, and that activity is very high. I think it gives you an idea of the possibilities that we might have if you were to intercrop the wheat or to actually use the corridor as a wheat production system. Now, if we looked at the other variety, we get a more consistent response in this soil microbial or soil enzyme activity within rows. We see there is a tendency for increased enzyme activity with both higher plant populations and within row soil samples. The 30-inch rows did pretty well, but they were a little bit lower than the twin row arrangement in the solar corridor system. And again, this compares with wheat. So there's a real possibility that we can improve soil quality, at least from the soil biological standpoint, using that system. And what was influencing this activity? Originally I thought, well, it has to be a lot of the organic carbon that is being released may not necessarily be so. We've got a pretty good relationship here, with an R of about 0.56. I think if we perhaps were to look at water-soluble carbon, if we would extract that, we might get a better relationship. But there's probably many other things going on here, root density, that kind of thing, that is influencing this relationship, probably a corn hybrid as well, as we have some indications that showed up with the enzyme activity. And when we did go through and look at the soils, and this was kind of an afterthought, there were some roots in it, and probably if we did this more from a planned study, these results may have changed a little bit different. But when we look at the in-row samples, especially, we have a lot of root material in there, and the 30-inch row did just as well or better with this particular variety in the inner row than just as well as the twin row. Part of this might be to the density of fine roots, if we look at that, because there is some information that the fine roots of corn is actually plays a bigger role in carbon flux rates from the roots into the soil, as well as influencing rhizosphere microbial activity. So this data, I think, is fairly is not real relevant, because it wasn't our objective was not to collect the fine roots, but we did not really see a relationship when we looked at that. So. In summary, based on the limited information we have on this 1 year of study, it seems that the solar corridor system tended to contribute to soil organic carbon increases within the planting arrangement. Now, carbon fractions and the composition of carbon, whether the carbon is going to be a long-term persistent as a component of soil organic matter, that really needs to be sorted out. But and that contribution of the corridor crop really needs to be evaluated. Because we didn't really have a true corridor crop this year. Now, the presumed increases in soil organic carbon that is accommodated by the twin row planting arrangement did seem to enhance microbial activity measured as this one particular enzyme that was glucosidase. And there did seem to be some differences in maize hybrid in activity enhancement that was detected. And I think that is not surprising due to some of the early work that Leroy did with differences in yields in hybrids, we likely would see differences in below-ground activity as well. Root density increases were difficult to confirm, and the contribution to the carbon composition and the subsequent effect on microbial structure and functional diversity is very important and needs to be evaluated. Now, these preliminary results do suggest that the solar corridor cropping system will make potential positive contributions to improve soil quality. Now, we might be able to extend this a little bit more. Bill was talking about the functions of some of these floor crops and mentioned perennial grasses. We might be able to think that this system could be versatile enough to contribute to various functions that would be embedded within soil quality attributes, and one of these is pesticide degradation. This is an example of a recent paper that we published on looking at different types of perennial grasses and the relationship to not only soil microbial activity but also atrazine, the promotion of atrazine degradation. And as you can see here, that varies considerably. If there is a potential for some atrazine buildup and should have some management for it, for instance, a particular grass is more apt to degrade atrazine than some others, like fescue. Fescue may not be the crop to have if you're concerned with atrazine degradation. That is just a thought. Another scenario may be to select a corridor crop for efficient carbon dioxide capture under potential climate change conditions. These are scenarios to consider in the future with this system. But finally, enhancing the microbial activity and soil organic matter is often overlooked in developing these systems because we're so interested in looking at yields and plant productivity. It is very important to sustain soil and crop productivity. And especially in a system where Kelly and I work with these clay pan soils, this is very important because they need special management, and anything we can do with those soils is certainly a plus. So eventually we go back to some of the old early soil quality information. Perhaps solar corridor cropping could be a strategy in here that would link soil quality to some of the goals of sustainable agricultural production. Any of the references you want, I can have with you if you'd like. Otherwise, that concludes my presentation. Thank you. Thank you.